Good evening,
Hello.
My name is Jay. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. May I speak with Mr. Fred Ware, the third?
Well,
is he available?
How about you talking to me? I'm his wife.
Okay, that'd be great, man. If you can help us, it'd be great. Believe me. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. We'd just like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and the local communities. Now, see, the first question is, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? And that's the reason I asked for your husband, ma'am.
My husband worked 36 years, but he had a stroke and was on disability, and it's been 21 years since he worked in the field.
Understood. And since you are so related about the kind of work that he was doing and he was in the union and all that, may I continue with you, ma'am? Can you be so kind? Okay. So in total, how many years did he work in the masonry industry before he got the incident?
36 years.
36 years. So 26 to 40 years. And thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. And what was his primary branch of the trade? As far as you know, was he a restoration or tile setter?
No.
He was a bricklayer.
He was a commercial bricklayer and brick and block.
Okay, understood. And I'm moving
forward. Commercial building.
Understood, ma'am. And then the last job that your husband worked on, do you know if he works as a foreman, journey level mechanic, and
he worked as a foreman for the last 20 years.
Excellent, ma'am. Now moving forward, and this is yes or no answers, okay? I understand you already told me what happens to him, but I'm required to read verbatim, okay? And that's the reason why I'm going to mention this.
All right.
But is he currently working at the trade? Yes or no?
No.
You say no.
No.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks has he have been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when he wanted to work over the past 12 months. In the craft,
he can't work because he had a stroke, and he has a stroke deficit, so he can't climb scaffolds, and he can't, you know.
No, I understand. Yeah. You mentioned that at the beginning, and I'm sorry to hear that. Believe me, ma'am, and I hope he's doing better now. But in the past 12 months, you know, I mean, how long has been that he hasn't worked at all? The last time he worked, how many years?
21 years.
21 years, okay? Thank you, ma'am. Okay, now moving forward. And yes or no answer, have you found, if necessary, by the time he was working, as far as your knowledge, if he worked for any non-union contractors over the past
year? Never.
Yes or no?
Never.
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 Okay.
Never.
Thank you. And as far as you know, it's yes or no answer. And the past 12 months, and I know you already mentioned this, man, but I'm required to read verbatim, okay, man? So bear with me. Thank you. And I appreciate your patience. But in the past 12 months, has he ever been seriously considered dropping the union membership? Yes or no?
Never. No.
Never. Okay.
No.
Thank you. Thank you. And thinking about the way that you see on your local community. Now, this you can answer yourself. Do you get right now the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were at this time last year, as far as your knowledge? You know, when you go out and see this.
I mean, there's work out there, but it's in our particular area, it's non-union because the union, is not available in our area.
Understood. And I'm glad you mentioned that because we're going to touch on that a little bit further up. But at this time, you know, as far as you see, I know it's most of these job sites are non-unions at this moment. But do you see more of those job sites now than they were before, or about the same around this time last year?
I think about the same, yeah.
About the same number, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, did you get the sense they are, I know you already mentioned this, ma'am, but again, in regards to verbatim. Now, and did you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as they were this time last year?
I'm not aware of that there's any masonry union. Maybe Firebrick. Maybe okay. there's probably some Firebrick because I think they're still unionized.
Understood. But in your area, okay?
I know.
Right
in
now,
my area.
I know. But last year, did you see the same, or was it different?
Some places tend to be skipped because they're not applicable because
we
don't know.
Yeah. There's been no change, but there wasn't any.
Understood, ma'am. And thank you for sharing your opinion. And this is, again, just an answer. Do you get the sense there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
I'm not sure that there's, there's not enough union masonry craft
okay.
in our area, not
thank
now.
Understood. And yes, you know, have you ever been appointed, or your husband, when he was working, was he ever appointed as a job steward by the union when he was working?
Were you ever a steward, Fred? I don't think steward. Okay, he was a job steward before foreman, yes.
So he was a steward at one point. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Now, thinking more generally about the economy and the jobs in the coming 12 months. Do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now? What's your opinion? More generally, you know, about the economy and the jobs.
There seems to be plenty of work and there's just not enough workers.
Understood. So you think it's going to be less unemployment, right? Correct? Because there's a lot of work out there, but it's just not enough workers, you say, right?
I'm just saying that I don't think there's enough craftsmen, that, you know, there seems to be lots of employment opportunities.
Okay.
But there's not a lot of people to fill those opportunities.
They're not qualified for those positions, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm at the hospital with my husband right now, so I need
I understood. Okay. I'm sorry to bother you.
I'm sorry, I don't.
No, that's okay, right. Ma'am, and I hope you feel better, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye, ma'am. Wish you the best. Bye-bye.